Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
For some inexplicable reason, I've been pressured into
peer pressure
exercising more. And I had my first session at the gym yesterday. And you know, if you're going to choose a gym to go to, obviously United Fitness Studio and Bega, great team there, Laura and Sean. Very supportive when I went there. Hutsy goes there like, you know, three times a week.
Couple of times. If you go to United Fitness Studio in Bega, you may see some claw marks near the front door. That was us dragging Brad as he was trying to escape.
Well, I went down there yesterday afternoon and you'd already left. And when I went in, I'm like, okay, I got changed into my gym gear. I got my towel, got my water bottle. I'm ready to go. I Googled what to take to the gym and had everything I needed. But when I walked in there, I saw you and it had just looked like you'd been tortured by people at Guantanamo Bay. You were sopping wet. You looked exhausted. You're like, I'll tell you everything I know. Just make the pain stop. And I'm like, oh my God, is this what awaits me? Is this?
I was on the ground like a prawn and that was just after the warm up.
But no, they put me on the rowing machine and the bike and I did the one where you pull the bar down.
Lat pull downs, yeah. Seated row.
A single row.
The seated row, yeah, where you just pull it towards yourself. Yeah. You'll know all the exercises.
I did the hamstring machine.
Oh, that's, yeah, those, I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah.
They suck.
Only machine I didn't get a chance to hit was the vending machine because I didn't have anything. It was all like protein bars and health snacks. Yeah. I don't want that. Afterwards, though, we did catch up with Laura, who put me through my paces, and she had a few words of wisdom for us.
All right, Laura, so Brad's got his first training session down. How did he go today?
He actually did really quite well. I was surprised.
What areas could he work on more, you reckon, actually?
Well, it's time he gets those glutes firing. So next session, we're going to have to work on your squats.
I would, but my doctor says I'm gluten tolerant, so I can't.
We'll have to work around that one.
All right.
It's quite ironic that for someone who sits on his bum all day, he's got no bum muscles.
Well, actually, sitting on them isn't working them.
So is there a way I can do that at work? Like, is there any exercises I can do while at the desk to improve my glutes?
Yeah, there is actually. You can actually do butt clenches.
Is this like Kegel exercises? Because I do them all the time. I'm not even sure if I have a Kegel, Laura. Do men have Kegels? Because if not, I've been exercising something entirely different. Is that?
I think we'll just come to the gym and we'll do your glute session there, eh?
Okay, sure.
So what I'm hearing is glutes on Friday.
Friday, it's leg day.
Apparently I don't skip leg days.
No skipping leg days.
All right, I'll skip the rest.
I mean, it's a blow to the confidence when Laura says, I was really surprised.
Yeah, it's like, I was surprised.
I was expecting nothing from you.
Fold in the wind.
Look, I won't lie. I was really sore last night in my shoulders. Like, I found it hard to go to sleep because I just had aches in my shoulder joints.
It's a good pain, though. There's nothing better when you go to the... Actually, one of the worst feelings in the world, I'll be honest, is going to the gym. Like that couple of minute car drive where you're like, oh, you don't feel motivated. But the best feeling is when you walk out of the gym.
Yeah.
And then you walk past some poor sap that feels like you're going to the gym and you're like...
I did have that feeling on the walk back from United Fitness. Yep. I came back to the station and I'm like, yeah, I feel good about that. And then I saw the photos you took of me on the rowing machine with my pasty white legs... A whole bunch of moths like flying around it because they thought it was a fluorescent light tube. I'm like, no, that's just my legs. They never see the light of day. So, but look, we're looking for some tips for gymming. If you if you've hit it hard this year already, or you're a regular person that does a whole bunch of fitness stuff at the gym, if you've got any words of wisdom,
yeah, some tips for Brad and myself. What do you got for us?
Yeah, give us a call 1-300-92-1250. We got Jennifer from Badalla with us. What do you think the main tip is for maintaining your gym going, you know, routine, Jen?
Consistency, I think. You've got to just keep going, keep plugging away.
Okay. Mentally, I can get behind this. Physically, I can't promise, Jennifer. Are you a bit of a gym junkie yourself? Do you go, like, every day or something?
I go 4 days a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you recommend for someone who's just starting out? How many days a week should Brad be hitting the gym, you reckon?
Well, I started out 4 days a week and I still go 4 days a week. It depends on your goals, really, I think.
I don't even know what my goals are. Hell, I don't even know what my glutes are, Jennifer. Like, Sean and Laura yesterday kept saying, oh, we've got to work on those glutes. What are they?
Well, there's a lot of muscles there, but glutes, yeah, not my favourite.
glute day is not your favourite day at the gym?
I'm going to have to Google.
Yeah, no. Well, I do have leg day today, actually, and that's not everybody's favourite.
Well, they said Friday's going to be leg day for me. I've started shaving already in preparation. I don't know if that's part of it, but...
So is this the first day you're going to do leg day?
It will be, yeah.
His first attempt at leg day.
Good luck. Gone with that.
Oh, well, that fills me with confidence. Thank you very much.
Someone who goes to the gym 4 days a week has been doing it a while. Is like, yeah, good luck with that, buddy. Great words of encouragement there, Jennifer.
First day I did leg day, well, 2 days after that, sitting on the toilet's not a very good
Oh, great. You're painting a vivid picture here. Well, we'll swing by the hospital in Bega before we go to the gym and grab a wheelchair just in case Hutsy needs me.
You're
just
going to fall onto the toilet. And then pull your way up. Enjoy leg day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I think I have to get one of those rails they put in.
We'll just put you in the bathtub.
Old people for their toilets. We've also got a call from someone, Arnold in Marimbula. Arnold, what's your tip when it comes to hitting the gym consistently?
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in a gym, is the pump.
Oh, okay.
Your muscles get a really tight feeling, like your skin is going to explode any minute. Yeah. It's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your muscle. It just blows up, and it feels different. It feels fantastic.
Yeah, no, not the way you described it. No, thanks anyway.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Now, I am regarded as probably one of the biggest tight asses in the region. Definitely the biggest tight ass in the studio. Only just. I know you're pretty frugal with your money as well. I've seen you in action.
I've always thought I was stingy. And I get that from my father. But then I met you and I was like, you leave me in the dust.
It is true. I do take things into consideration. I wouldn't say I'm a huge tight ass. I just find the cheaper alternative. That's my defence. That's the defence I take to my grave. But I'll tell you what, I've got nothing on this person.
And his grave will be he's dug up someone else's body and using their plot.
I have nothing on this person who has appeared on this show called Extreme Cheapskates. Have you ever seen this show?
No.
This is like the extreme level of people being as tight as possible. I'm talking about people that like, if they'll divide up like electricity time in like 30-second intervals and stuff like that. They'll reuse things you didn't think you could reuse. I'm talking like living way below the line.
Wow, okay.
Like third world country sort of stuff here.
So this is beyond the entertainment book.
This is way beyond anything like that, way beyond secondhand stores, way beyond anything you could ever imagine, even like 50-cent bundles of pasta. This woman by the name of Stephanie Bennett, she has appeared on this television show and she is that frugal with her money. She literally has one light bulb in her house. And what she does...
But is it like a 200-watt light bulb? Is it that bright that it lights up the entire home?
Just your standard light bulb. Okay. What she does, she unscrews the light bulb, carries it around the house, and then puts it in whichever room she needs to turn the light on in.
I was going to ask you if she does this because I thought, oh, this is really stupid. I'll just ask this for a laugh. But she literally does that.
She does that. She reckons she saves around $60 a month on electricity. It gets even worse as well. When she likes to get, the nail polish remover on her nails to try and get nail polish off, what she uses, instead of the cotton pads that she buys, she grabs all of the lint from the dryer and uses those as the little cotton buds to swab on her fingers.
Yuck.
Yep. You reckon that's bad? She actually has a partner as well who unfortunately doesn't share. Yeah, it's amazing. It doesn't share the same sort of lifestyle she does. Obviously, I'm thinking maybe they don't quite live together on a full-time basis. Maybe he spends a couple of nights here and there. But he explains that she has money in the bank. She is gainfully employed. She works at a doctor's office.
Like, I was going to say, you'd want to have money in the bank if you're trying to save to this extreme.
So he's like, she doesn't need to be doing this, but I still love her. But some of the stuff is ridiculous because he actually says that she even times his showers like a Navy SEAL or something like that. She has a baby monitor attached to inside the bathroom, one in her room, to yell at him when his time's up for the shower.
I thought you'd just go outside and unplug the hot water system or something, you know, like you've used up too much hot water, bang. Because, like, what happens in the middle of the night when this poor guy wants to go up for a pee?
Yeah.
Does he have to get up, unscrew the light bulb out of the bedroom ceiling, take it with him to the toilet, put it in, have a pee, unscrew it, go back, put it in the bathroom, wash his hands, take it down, go back in the... It's like, that's too much hassle.
This is where I get worried because it's like, well, how frugal is she with her water bill? Like, has he literally just got a bucket in the corner of the room that gets emptied every day? Like, you know, something like Little House on the Prairie. Is that what's going on? But he even says when it comes to going to the supermarket, she pulls the grapes off the off the stems and the vines, so she saves money on weight when it comes to grapes.
You know, I am guilty of doing that with trust tomatoes. I will pull them off the vine sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Probably the worst thing of the whole lot is the way she cooks her dinners. She uses her dishwasher sometimes to cook her food. That is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard.
I thought you were going to say, like, she puts it on the lowest setting and so her partner can get in there with the dishes and give himself a quick wash.
Stop blanching the potatoes.
Can't have a long enough shower.
Yeah, but just imagine this woman. Like, her whole, like, version on reality must be so different to everyone else's. You know, she's probably the kind of person that picks up the Aldi special buys, calls in the husband. She's like, oh, check this one out. There's a food processor on sale. He picks up. He's like, honey, it's a dishwasher. And she's like, oh, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekday from 6.
It's time for a bit of this. Space talk. It's been a while since we turned our gaze towards the stars and mainly what we're doing on Earth here to explore the stars. Of course, SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, is doing a lot to try and ramp up the ability for us to travel to Mars. You know, they're working on a project at the moment and the final goal will be to get humans onto the red planet.
I've always wondered about the big fascination about finding other planets, seeking other planets. Does this mean they know something we don't and they're doing like a house inspection before they decide to bail from Earth and go, all right, we're getting out of here?
They check to see if the last tenants cleaned it up probably. It's like, oh, right. Look at it. So they've been doing a lot of test launches and yesterday they had a go at launching the Starship SN9. Now, they've had a couple of problems in the past with these rockets, because what they want to do is launch the rocket and then bring the rocket back down.
Okay.
So the rocket will land again, which is something I don't think NASA's done in the past. So yesterday, the SN9 was on the launch pad. Everything was looking good.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, up she goes.
Sounds great.
So they're like, well, okay, we got the launch part easy enough.
Nailed it.
We've nailed that. Then when it came to bringing the rocket back down, that's when things came unstuck.
Did I do that?
Okay, I added Urkel in there for effect, but the rocket essentially exploded on the platform, an enormous fireball like something out of the movies.
Oh, dear.
So obviously you're like, I mean, if that was you or I, all right, imagine if Power FM launched rockets and we crashed one. A rocket worth billions of dollars. We'd be dragged over the coals for it.
Imagine that guy, he was responsible for that when he gets home. Honey, it's like, oh, how was your day? It's like, oh, you didn't see it on the news.
Like, don't turn on the telly. No, it's the other way around for these guys at SpaceX. You're thinking they'd have their hands in their, their heads in their
absolutely.
Hands. It's going, what went wrong? What do we do? Get the insurance company on the line, something like that. But no, this is how they look at a crash.
As you can see from the scene, we had, again, another great flight up to the 10-kilometer apogee.
Yep.
We demonstrated the ability to transition the engines to the landing propellant tanks.
Yeah, sure.
We've got a lot of good data on flap control.
Mm.
And again, we've just got to work on that landing a little bit.
A little bit? The rocket exploded.
Jeez, they're like an Olympic gymnast. Just got to work on that landing and that dismount.
If I pre-bought tickets for the SpaceX flight to Mars right now, I'd be asking for a refund. That's not working on the landing a little bit. That's rethinking everything. What are you doing?
Yeah, I pride myself on when I take off, you know, for an aerial nautical adventure in the air that I like to, like, hit the ground. I pride myself on landing properly.
That's, landing is the most important part of flying. Any pilot will tell you that. So, but I love his glass half full outlook on the whole thing. It's like they should be getting this guy at press conferences for COVID-19. You know, next time a hotel security guard like ends up catching COVID, it's like, well, you know, another successful test of our quarantine restrictions. And obviously, we've just got to work on not getting infected a little bit. That's all we got to do.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.